Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But one of the things we do is this Dancing with the Stars veteran, this NFL football coach, this NFL football player, this Penn State star, this New Jersey Hall of Fame coach. Yeah, we call on Chet Parlavecchio to find out what he saw and what he likes in college and NFL football. Chester, my man, how are you?
What's up, Bobby? Dancing with the Stars veteran.
You did it. So you're a veteran. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a veteran. Yeah. Hey, how's everything going, my friend?
Everything's great. Tell me now, what happened over the weekend that caught your attention? We'll start with college.
All right, we'll start with college. Well, obviously, you know, you watch Penn State gave a valiant effort for a half. I mean, they went out and they played. They didn't lay down, which shows a lot of character. Shows the resilience of the kids. But, you know, one thing, you know, the obvious happens. Talent takes over. And right now, Ohio State obviously has superior talent, and they established the line of scrimmage. Our inability to run, I mean, Catron Allen and the other kid, they must want to jump off a cliff right now because, I mean, you're talking about you had the best 1-2 running back combination arguably in the country, and they just can't get going. They just can't block it, win the line of scrimmage and can't get going. So, obviously, it's been a tough year for them. The kids showed resiliency for half. They played in there tough. They didn't go in there and lay down. I'm sure they'll finish the season the rest of the way, and then the work has to be done. So,
well, Chester, here's a question I had. Have you ever seen, at least from, I mean, they were number two in the country before the season started. Yeah. Now their coach is gone, who recently signed an extension, all that. Have you ever seen a collapse like this?
No, you know something, Bobby, but I have a feeling that's going to be the trend in college football. You're going to see drastic actions like this because of the ability to fix problems quicker. Again, like we've discussed in the past with the portal and the NIL money, they're not going to prolong things and wait things out like they used to. I think they're going to move quick because if you move quick, get new people in there quick, they get their idea of what they need to do to make things better, and they're able to act on it much quicker and build things quicker. Now, are they short-term fixes? Yeah, in some respects. Look at Colorado. That was a one-year deal. You had his son. You had the other kid in Jacksonville that you know, the Heisman Trophy winner that would be, you know, had a great lineup there, and now things settle in. Those portal guys are gone. And now you see mediocrity to below mediocrity in Colorado. But the ability to fix things quicker, I think, will make schools act quicker. And that might be a trend. Obviously, we saw it with Kelly. You know, these things might, you know, continue to go. So it'll be something to watch for sure. Yeah. But I tell you what, you talk about the volatility of the top 25 and the way things move. And I don't know whether you call it parity or mediocrity. The jury's still out on that. But with pretty much 3 weeks to go, I thought it was interesting. I'm looking because now the picture of the tournament is starting to take form. You know, you're looking for the top 12, see who's going to be in there. And it's interesting to me, we're getting into that discussion about teams with two losses. And now, once again, that's to me where strength of schedule becomes paramount. And one thing that was very interesting to me, and you know I'm on my little soap opera with Notre Dame, Notre Dame has two losses. They lost to Miami and Texas A&M. Now, what's happening is the Miami loss, after them losing a second time now to SMU, is not looking like a very good loss like it did early in the year. It's looking like Miami isn't what we thought they were. So you have one questionable loss, and the loss to A&M. They've been solid throughout the year. I don't think we have an argument with the top 6 to 8 teams that are up there now. But here's going to be your argument. You look at teams like Oklahoma, Vanderbilt, who just lost a brawl to Texas, Missouri. They all have two losses, and they play in a much superior league than Notre Dame does. As a matter of fact, as we all know, Notre Dame doesn't play in a league at all. So now, very arguably, a lot of those teams are going to have three losses because they're going to play in conference championships, mm-hmm. whether it be SEC, Big Ten, ACC, and Notre Dame won't play in one, so they avoid that. Their remaining games, they have Navy, Stanford, and Pitt. The only team that'll even hit back is Pitt. And that's a 7-win team, but it's an ACC 7.
Oh, my guy John Perillo would argue that Navy's the best team in the country now.
Well, we're going to they're going to get a chance. Like I said, if Notre Dame's
gone,
it wouldn't shock me if Navy hung around. Yeah. Would not shock me if Navy hung around. Hold it. Boston College just hung around. Boston College played the hell out of Notre Dame this weekend. They had 400 and some yards in offense. So it wasn't like, you know, Notre Dame came in there and blew BC out. Mm-hmm. Coach O'Brien does a great job down there. So it's going to be interesting in the college sector, in the college way of thinking, how they're going to judge these two lost teams. They've already moved. Vanderbilt loses to Texas, a great, you know, real good Texas team. They all of a sudden drop below Notre Dame. Oklahoma dropped below Notre Dame. So my point is, we did the annual love affair with Notre Dame. We give them their hired spot, and then we're going to see what two losses do to teams on the way down because there's going to be a lot of debate. You open this up to 12 teams now, you could bet they're going to be fighting for those spots, I would say 8 through 12, mm-hmm. and you're going to have a lot of good arguments for all those spots. It'll be interesting to see.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Chet Parlavecchio, let's go to the NFL. What did you see? What did you like?
Well, again, we're halfway through the year, and I think what has to be done, again, with the Jets and Philadelphia having bye weeks, we look at our locals. I mean, Pittsburgh played as good a football game as I've seen the Steelers play in a long time. Defensively, they look like the old Steelers. They had, 4 or 5 sacks, turnover. Watt was pressuring all day long. They did a great job in the secondary. I thought they did a great job against maybe one of the best offensive football teams, highest scoring team in the league. They shut them down. They did a great job. Indy made a run late, but, I thought Pittsburgh was the better team. And, again, our boy Rodgers, just efficient as hell, just efficient. I just would like to see the Steelers get running the football. They just can't seem to get running the football. You look at the Giants, again, Jackson Dart is developing. He's a tough kid. He's not in awe of the moment. You know, he did some real good things against San Francisco, but San Francisco just has too much right now. The Giants defensively have injuries all over the place, and it's just going to play out the string.
That Scandaboo loss is a big deal, too, I think.
That's huge. I mean, it's a big loss. But again, it's a big loss, but it's not determining the season. I mean, he's a rookie that played six games. I mean, let's not get crazy here. All right,
but he brought some spirit to the team, though.
Exactly.
You know?
He brought some enthusiasm. He's a character. It's great stuff to see him and Dart. But let's not pretend it's a difference maker. Like if he's there, mm-hmm. We win. We're not there yet. In time, it might become that, but not that. So, but I said the interesting thing to do at the end here this week is, let's look at we're literally at around the halfway mark and look at the power structure and what looks like a playoff picture on each side. In the NFC, it stayed pretty stable. I mean, San Francisco, Philadelphia, the Rams, Seattle, which, by the way, Darnold looks incredible. He's definitely an MVP candidate. Again, Mac Jones in San Francisco is doing a great job in Purdy, and then Stafford's just solid as could be, and Philadelphia is Philadelphia. The only surprises in the playoff picture in the NFC would be, I think, Washington. I mean, Washington right now looks like they're in a lot of trouble, and with Rich McCall going down yesterday, Daniel going down, it's going to be tough for them to make hay.
Well, you also have Detroit shocked me.
Well, again, a lot of penalties yesterday. They had real problem in their protections. I haven't seen him get pressured like that in a long time. I listened to the post game. Coach Campbell was not real happy the way they looked. A lot of mental mistakes. That's something that they've got to clean up. And again, I think they will, kind of with the metal that he's made out of in Minnesota. Hey, McCarthy, look good. Let's give Minnesota a little credit on the other side. J.J. McCarthy came out and did a nice job. So, again, a good win for Minnesota. But you can see the power structure there is, the way the index there is pretty stable the way it's always been. Again, Washington and Minnesota will be the only guys on the outside looking in that I question. The AFC, you literally have a change of the power base there. You had the years of Kansas City, Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Houston. They were, again, perennial playoff teams. They're on the outside looking in right now. They're on the outside looking in. You've got Kansas City, who will be solid. Don't get me wrong. They're going to get in. But as of today, after that loss last night to Buffalo, they're on the outside looking in. And I do believe Baltimore will get in. Their schedule is friendly. With Lamar back, they have time. They will get in. Cincinnati, again, look at Joe Flacco. What a great – again, you second week in a row, you've scored 35 points and lost the game.
Yeah,
I mean, that's how inept they are defensively. That's not going to go away, and Cincinnati will end up on the outside looking in. And bad loss by Houston yesterday. So, but if you look at the teams that that are in the league right now, Jacksonville, Denver, New England. I mean, New England's the story of the year so far. Them and Indianapolis are the story of the year. Again, yesterday. Drake May doesn't play a great game. He's a little careless with the football in the pocket, throws a pick. But you know something, Bobby? He's a winner. The kid knows how to win. He's a tough heart. He reminds me of a young Baker Mayfield. Young, tough kid that knows how to win. Denver defensively just plays great defense because offensively, they're like watching. They're like taking NyQuil. He just doze off and whatever happens, happens. Indy. Again, Indy had a rough night yesterday, but they're solid. Daniel Jones is doing a great job. They're going to be solid all the rest of the way through. In Jacksonville, the inconsistency of Lawrence, shocks me. But again, they big win yesterday, got an overtime win with the Raiders, and they're right in the meat of it. So in the AFC, things have changed a little bit. It's going to be interesting down the stretch here. See who gathers themselves, who takes care of injuries, what happens in the battle of attrition in the NFL. And like I said, at the halfway mark, there's a good playoff picture there. We see where the power structure lies, and we'll see how it plays out.
All right. Our man, Chet Parlavecchio, with our football wrap-up. Thank you, Chester. Always love it.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
We look forward to next week, man. Have a good one.
You too, Bobby. Take care, bro.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.